I'm here today with a wonderful vocalist out of Atlanta, Miss Avery Sunshine. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Mr. Tessa Collins?
I'm doing well. We're looking forward to you bringing some of that sunshine up here to Boston for Valentine's Day.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it too.
Now, you just came back from a cruise. What was that? How was that? I know it had to be warm.
I mean, you know, to go front. Now, look, I love Atlanta. I love my home. Let me tell you something. When you get on a boat and you go somewhere and the water is crystal clear blue and you can, and you listen to all your favorite artists sing songs, you know what I mean? It was amazing, to say the least.
Yeah, this was the
Capital Jazz Cruise. Then I got a chance to sing a little Capital Jazz Cruise. Yep. So I got to sing a little bit to myself, just a little bit.
Okay. Now let me ask the question. When did you become Avery Sunshine?
Oh, man. The first song that my husband and I wrote, and this is before we were even dating or married or anything. He asked me, we'd written a song together, and one of his friends was like a house music, dance music producer, and he put the song on an album, and the guy called Dana, the guy's name was Chris Brand. Chris reached out to Dana and said, listen, we're putting the album out, we want to put, you know, put Denise's name on the record. How does she want her name on the record? So Dana, he hit me, he was like, so, how do you want your name to read on the album? I was like, I don't know. Avery Sunshine. He was like, that's what you want? Okay, cool. That was it.
Just like out of the blue. What a beautiful name, though.
Out of the blue. But I do think that, you know the creator is just so amazing in that way. The creator would drop a name like that, you know, into my psyche. So that I would say that, but that name has served as a reminder for me. It is my, you know, to look on the bright side of things, to be careful, to not complain, to, you know, to be that light. I'm reminded of all that. You know, when I want to cuss, I'm like, wait a minute, but my name is Avery Sunshine. I can't cuss today. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
It's the truth. Now, it's the truth, so.
No, you grew up in Chester, Pennsylvania, so you must have really gotten blessed with that Philly sound.
Listen, that's what everybody asked me. I assume so, but I wasn't really into the music scene. I left at Chester when I was, 18.
Okay.
So I have been in Atlanta for almost 30 years. Oh, my God, that is so hilarious.
Well, you know.
But it's still a part of me. I mean, shoot, that's where I'm from. But still, it's not, you know, people always, did you know such and such? I didn't. But I will say this. I sang with the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir, which was back in that time, they were huge. So that was my extent of the music industry when I was at home. But, like, people said, did you know Jill Scott? Did you know Jazzy Jets? Did you know? I didn't know nobody.
Well, this conversation is really good because, you know, I know you very well through your music. But in terms of your journey, that's a whole nother conversation. When you were coming up a few years ago, 20 years ago in Atlanta, who were your folks that you were really looking at and listening to?
Oh, man. Well, I was part of the, the Glee Clubs of Spelman College, so I was really listening to a lot of classical musicians, and, you know, because of school, I was piano major Spelman, and so that's who I was really exposed to in school. Outside of school, there was a place called the Yin Yang Cafe, and that's where you would go, and it's now called the Apache Cafe, but that's where you would go to hear from Guapole to India Irie to Donnie Johnson, anybody that was, you know, that soul under, you know, if somebody came to town like Erykah Badu, she would play there. You know, she would do she would sit in with the band there. So that's the first place that I went where I really felt like I was being immersed in the soul scene, so to speak.
Well, that's really like the early neo soul folks.
Oh my God, yes, like for real neo soul, and I mean Eric Roberson, Algebra, Blessed, mm-hmm. all of these. For real. But you don't even know it when it's happening. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't even know that this stuff is, you're absorbing it and it's becoming a part of you until one day, you know, I sit down and I'm like, wow, I it was such a great learning space, a place of transition for me. And, So that's the first time I
really, really, really
thought about that.
Now, when you talk about transition, part of your, what I understand of your background is you're a church woman. You have a ministry, maybe. I don't know if you do, but is that is definitely a core of your music.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I can't divorce myself from that. It's who I am. Yes, because gospel music is a part of who I am. I started playing classical piano at 8, and I started playing in church at 13.
Okay.
I didn't get into soul music until I got to college. I had listened to everybody from, Aretha to Gladys to you name it, but I hadn't really delved into writing and performing soul music. And the truth of the matter is, anything that feels good and comes from your soul is soul music. But I didn't really do that until I got to college.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your music. You did Sunroom, and now you have 2064. What has happened between the two CDs, and where are you going?
Well, my first album was Avery Sunshine, which was completely independent. And then Sunroom, and then 2064, and what happened in between there was, touring. We had a good problem. We stayed on the road so much.
Mm.
I think it was funny. We always talk to our good friend Eric Roberson about creating, and he's always creating music and putting albums out. So how do you do that? How does it happen? And he's able to keep touring, and for me, it was, being an artist wasn't necessarily something I wanted to do or thought that I would even be good at. So once I started touring after we did an album, it didn't even dawn on me that I needed to do another album. Then it was like, we should probably record some more music. And then, I think it took, the first album came out in 2010. The next one, 2014, and then the other one was 2017. Because, again, we had a really good problem in that we stayed on the road, but I didn't know how to balance being on the road and recording. For me, it's either I'm going to be on the road working like that, or I'm going to be at home working on an album and creating. So I'm finally in a space now where I've learned to stay in the creative space all the time, no matter what.
Well, it seems like you'd say you found your groove and you're in that lane.
Yes.
And you know that,
yes.
Well, I'm going to get this. Well, the good news, like you say, when you go out, you have new material and you have old material,
yes,
that people can really appreciate. A few more questions before I let you get going.
Okay.
You talked about, I saw something where you were talking about black music is the seed. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
I mean, well, if we are the beginning of everything, it only goes to, it's only reasonable to think that black music was the beginning of all music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If we know that the very first human being comes from Africa, and we know that all music, like I said, it's reasonable to believe that and to know that. And so that in and of itself is, I am absolutely proud to play any genre of music. And because I know that the roots come from our people. And it is just what it is.
Your album is listenable. It's sweet stories and vignettes and again, very inspirational. Where or who is your muse?
Oh God, through all of the who is what the, my muse changes. Right now my muse is Beethoven. And you know, there's a specific sonata that I just, what I do is get up in the morning. So my, I'm going to say this, I'm getting going all around Robin Hood's barn, as my mother says. My father-in-law asked me last week, he was like, do you play music for enjoyment anymore? Like, do you play for yourself? And I was like, wow, I hadn't thought about that. So what I've been doing is finding pieces that I worked on in college, sitting them by my keyboard, and every morning I play. I don't play with any judgment. I don't play with any editing. I just play. I read and I play. And then I start my practice regimen from there. But I so right now that I'm making that my muse, and I'm in this relationship with the muse is to help me enjoy music, enjoy making music. And so I don't know if I was ever in tune that way with the other albums. I just, you know, I just wrote what I felt. That was it, you know. And all of the years of inspiration and all of the nuggets in music that had been deposited into my spirit, those last three albums, I have to say, that's what came out. This whatever's coming next is probably going to be a little bit different in that I'm being intentional about enjoying the process of it. Not that I didn't enjoy it before, but this is still a little bit different. Oh, I'm older.
Okay.
I'm older, and you know, and that's really what it is, and being more intentional.
Good, good.
Just being much more intentional, you know.
One last question: how's yeah. Denise doing?
Denise is great. Denise is trying to lose some weight. But other than that, shoot, I'm going to tell you, I'm the happiest I've ever been. Kooky as hell, but I feel great.
Okay.
See, my husband and I, we tease each other about it. And look, he'll start working out. He'll lose 10 pounds in 15 minutes. Take me 3 years to lose 2 pounds.
Well, we hope that you'll keep up with whatever you need to do.
We are trying.
Well, thank you, Avery, for spending some time with me, and I look forward to seeing you on Valentine's Day.
The honor is all mine. And listen, would y'all please warm it up just a little bit for me?
It's warm.
Just a little bit.
It's warmed up
a little bit.
Yeah, just for you.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, well, I'm on the way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tessel.